Oh, maybe I have to log off. Let me log off and
No,
oh,
it
there
just
we go.
went in.
Okay.
It went.
Yeah. Okay. So, Simon Kufi of Zion. Dina Ksas Dina Melukotim LePesach. Hey, the Devash Ein Oichlin. So, these next things, it's not really so practical because, well, no, truth is, no, some of I'll take that back. Just some, meaning it's a continuation from what we learned that, some, different tkufas, there were different things the way they produced with the could have possibly had chametz. So he's saying Dvash ain't nothing, you're not allowed to eat honey. Right? Because they must have mixed in flour into the honey. El mashaloy nisras. Except honey that wasn't pulled out of the honeycombs yet. Unless, or you have a special kosher run that's done for Yisrael l'shem Pesach. Fine. Pesha's hatchak. If it's very necessary, go to Tzor Chayla Rezakin for a Chayla Rezakin. B'toron lefos matzahs and may beitzin. You're allowed to cook, and this is very negated to this next Shabbos. You're allowed to bake matzah with eggs, which is what we call egg matzah. Veshan may pay for all the fruit juices, ben chalav, yayin, milk, wine, ukadayim, similarly, vinikres, matzah shira. That's called wealthy matzah, meaning because it's not just water and flour. But so the kids are saying, "B'shasatrak, if necessary, you could have that on Pesach." You got to make sure you don't put any water into it whatsoever, right? But what meaning? Because water is going to make it become chametz much faster. Aval b'shtei leilos harishonis, but the first 2 nights of Pesach. Meaning for the Seder, matzah, you have to eat real matzah. You're not yotze with matzah shira because it says lechem ayini, poor man's bread. And if it's not a big need, also lefos matzah ashira afilu Pesach l'shem Pesach. You can't even bake it before Pesach for on Pesach, right? But lemaisa, it's not chometz, and you have the elderly or somebody who can't tolerate matzah, so they're allowed to have matzah shira. So that's what the big issue is this week. A lot of people, the Shabbos, 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 so they don't want to have chametz. So the question is, can you have matzah shira? Well, why not? Because since it's Erev Pesach, so if you could be yotze with matzah shira for the Siddurim, then you're not allowed to have matzah in Erev Pesach. So that you can't do. If you say, like the kids who said that you're not yotze, then in Lechari, you could have matzah shira. This Shabbos. So that's the big tumult. We pass and you're allowed to have matzah shira. The problem is what the bracha is. Because since it's made with fruit juice, and then you get into the whole mezonos hametz thing. Right? It's cake, because there's no water in it. So if it's cake, you have to eat a lot. So the post can basically say you have to eat, if you're going to make hametz matzah shira, you have to eat at least two matzahs, two machine matzahs in order to bench. So it's not really practical.
Two whole
Zayin, I know.
matzahs for each. Having child
Two whole
sinners
matzahs per
for
meal.
each one per
Yes,
person.
yes. Per person. Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of matzah. Okay.
Yeah. Zion, and Oisin Tfuah, Oimursin, Lefnei, Oifas. Somebody takes grain or bran and he puts it in front of his birds. Yizar Lasitam, B'makom Yavash. He's put it in a dry place, Shalei Yislachlu, so that it shouldn't get wet. Because if it gets wet, it becomes chametz. Now you have chametz in your Rishus. Aval Behema. Also, litan mursin, but you can't give it to a behemoth, ki yislach l'chum min haroi, because it's going to become wet from saliva. It's going to become chametz. Begam tfuah. If you give tfuah, yizar lasas lehem ma'at ma'at. You have to be careful to only give a little bit. Shalei yashiru milachlochem. They shouldn't be left with wet. Ve'mishiru yavar miyad. And if they were left, then you should. And if you did leave it there, then you should get rid of it immediately. On Erev Pesach, when chametz becomes also b'hanah, v'chein b'chol yemei Pesach and all the days of Pesach, also you now let it benefit even from chametz of a goy, meaning Erev Pesach. That's it. V'lachein also lishol ha'olich chametz shel akum, and a yid is therefore is not allowed to become a security guard for chametz. The culture came to also liknos chametz b'shvil akum. You can't go if you have your boss is a guy and he asks you to buy chametz. You're not allowed to do it. Afilu b'moetz b'shvil akum, even with the guy's money, because it says you're getting hana from the chametz. We'll see more about this in the next sif. You're not allowed to rent to a guy an animal that it should bring chametz to you. A cheder lost by chametz or a room for him to store chametz. You're not allowed to benefit from isurano. But you are allowed to rent him for the entire Pesach, chutz mi Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that's a different issue. Bistam, meaning you can rent it to him, the animal, you don't know what he's using it for. She'ena akum afarash loy, because the akum didn't tell him specifically that he needs the animal to bring chametz. Meaning if you have a car rental place, so you're allowed to rent the car to the guy, even though he may transport chametz. But as long as he doesn't tell you, he still has to pay for your rental. So you're not benefiting from the chametz. Even if you know that he's bringing chametz, it's nothing. Even if you don't put anything on there, you're going to need to pay back to Yisrael all the schar completely. And Yisrael mistake klum chametz. He's not getting. Meaning, basically, he has to pay for the rental regardless of whether he puts chametz on there or not. So therefore, that's not called benefiting from chametz. It's mutter to rent him a room that he's going to live in Pesach. Even though you know he's going to bring chametz in him, he's not taking money for the chametz coming in. He's doing the schar for the dira. Even if he didn't bring chametz in there, he's not going to subtract from his rent. Meaning he's renting a room. He's not going to tell you, oh, I didn't bring chametz in there, therefore you have to give me a discount. So what is this negeah? First of all, those that do Uber driving. So if you have a heter to work on Chol HaMoed, can you be an Uber driver? Most things that Uber drivers are delivering are chametz. So it sounds like from this that you wouldn't be able to. Also, you have cleaning ladies, live-in maids. So can they bring chametz into their rooms? So the bottom line is they're allowed to because the rental for that has nothing to do with chametz. Yud. Also, limsar afilus man harbei kodem Pesach v'emtei la'akam. You are not allowed to give your animal even a long time before Pesach to a guy that you know that he's going to feed it chametz on Pesach. Yud Aleph. Mutar lomar l'mashar se'akum. It's mutter to say to the mashar se'akum afilu b'shasha chametz asubana, even when chametz is asubana, heilech ma'is u'knein lecha mazonis ve'echal. This comes up a lot during the year when you have employees who they want, you're going to buy them food. But this is where in Shulchan Aruch it's discussed, at least in Aruch Chaim, it's discussed here by Pesach. So you're allowed to tell your non-Jewish workers, even after this chametz asubana, heilech ma'is u'knein lecha mazonis ve'echal. Take the money, buy yourself food, and eat. Even though you know that he's going to buy chametz with him. Not only that, but you could say to him, go eat by this guy, and I'm going to pay. Or tell to another guy, give to my mesharis to eat, and I'll pay you. So basically, you do all this stuff. But you can't prepay the restaurant. That you're not allowed to do. B'shvil ma, she's in Masharsi for what he's going to give to his workers. Right? Because then, they mamash become like your shliach. So it's as if you mamash own the chametz. Okay. That's it, right, Naftali?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll stop over there. Everybody should have a good yar and a good vach.